You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Obviously, there's a slew of stuff going on at the Capitol. We have a couple days left in the session. The budget is a big issue. And then there's a whole host of bills that, you know, need to get voted on. To see if they go to the governor. And a lot of bills that a lot of work was done on won't even come up for a vote, which is, I would imagine, really kind of disheartening for a lot of legislators and probably to the detriment of us as Connecticut residents. But one bill, HB 6771, didn't have that problem. It went through easy breezy, I guess. Christy Colville, Alzheimer's Association of Connecticut, joining us here. Hi, Christy. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing? Thank you for having me on today.
Yeah. So before we get into what's in 6771, did anyone vote against it?
No, it was unanimous, House and Senate. I can't even believe it.
And when does the governor, when would he sign it?
So it now is a public act. So the governor typically will sign bills afterward, and we hope to have a public signing with him sometime in the summer after the session ends. But we're really excited about this bill and what it does for folks who have Alzheimer's. It really helps with primarily, there's a number of things if people are interested. It became the aging omnibus bill, so there's a number of things in it. But the primary thing is that it requires health insurance coverage for biomarker testing, which is really important. This was a bill that we did, and I know I talked about with you, with the American Cancer Society, and so it looks at people who are getting that diagnosis, and so they can get a blood-based biomarker test to help aid in terms of diagnosis, and most importantly, in terms of treatment.
You know, I'm curious, with the biomarker test, what's the bar going to be for who can get it? Like, I'm 53, some family history, but I mean, everyone's got family history, and some things I'm forgetting, but I clearly competent in my day-to-day life. Some would disagree, but I mean, could I go in and say I'd like to take it?
Absolutely no. And that's why the legislature, we worked really hard in terms of the language on this bill. So, a biomarker testing is when you're actually already, having those conversations with your doctor and you're, really farther along in the diagnosis process, right? It's not like you can just go to CVS and get a biomarker test. So I think that really helped in terms of working with legislators. We became the 22nd state to pass this. New Jersey passed their law a couple of months ago. And really, it's very much designed to be a part of the diagnosis process and a part of the treatment process. But a biomarker test is not a simple diagnosis that anyone can get.
We're talking with Christy Colville from the Alzheimer's Association of Connecticut. The bill that some of the Alzheimer's interests was in HB 6771, which passed Both chambers and the governor's indicated he will sign it. So that's a congrats to you. And a couple other things I want to get. So wait, are you off to France now to celebrate the victory, or like what do you do now?
No, I'm actually not. I'm actually going to D.C. Our national advocacy forum is starting Sunday. So we have about 1,100 advocates from around the country going down to Washington. So our work continues in the advocacy space.
And what about this app that you wanted to talk about? I mean, what does it do?
So there is a new app called My All's Journey, and this is a really great tool for people who, you know, are used to using apps, and you can download it at the Apple App Store or Google Play Store, and really you can personalize and get information, resources, step-by-step instructions if you are, you know, newly diagnosed, you know, connect to local support, get tools and activities. And I do want to sort of back up on the biomarker thing, Brian, yeah, just sure. To note that you may have seen that the FDA had cleared a blood test for, you know, usage for diagnosis. And again, just tying back into biomarkers, you know, there's no single standalone test to diagnose Alzheimer's disease. But with that FDA clearing a blood test, we know that we're getting closer because we know that, you know, 91% of Americans say they'd want to take a simple test, like you mentioned, like a blood biomarker test if it was available. So we know research is trending in the right direction.
Got it. All right, Christy, great stuff. Congratulations. And it's not just a victory for you. It's a victory for families everywhere in Connecticut. And it's really important stuff. So we appreciate the time.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on, Brian.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.